I knew all my friends were here. It really hurt to move.
My mom, they'd all can all fruits and vegetables that they could during the summer. And then the men would hunt for meat.
Hunters.
One time one of them did get a bear.
We had blueberries, blackberries, boysenberries,
wild strawberries,
and they even rendered out the lard, the fat from the bear.
Right, but that's
they made lard out of it.
We had plenty of the foods, but we had a milkman that came up for a while, and he stopped. Yeah.
But it was a kid's playground.
How you doing?
I've climbed every one of these mountains. All the way around here.
It's like having had an opportunity to grow up in a worry-free, trouble-free place that you never had to worry about the outside things that take place. When we lived here, everybody was always safe.
Well, and that's how Dad lost his finger, because my dad worked at the, is it called the setting, where they set the logs?
Set the chokers, yeah.
Yeah, and he got his hand trapped between the truck and the logs.
We lived for these. When I was a kid, we lived for the weather like this. So you could ride your motorcycle down here to the dam. This is where all the tourists came. Brought their daughters.
And the fingers started rotting off, so they had to take his finger off the bone. And then they stuck the muscle from this finger into this finger. So he looked like Fred Flintstone. Fred Flintstone's only got three fingers and a thumb.
So, yeah, we were here a long time. It was a wonderful place to raise your kids.
It was awesome.
And I didn't want to leave when I did leave, but my husband had died.
It would have been the best place to grow up as a kid. If you could do it for your own kids, that would be the ticket right there.
My cousin Danny thought it was cool to blow off snakes' heads, so he taught me how to pick them up and open their mouth and stick the firecracker down in their mouth and light it and throw it.
How mean.
I used to have snake
dreams, right?
I had five children, and this was the love of their life. And I have one in Texas that whenever he comes home to visit, he has to come up here and camp for a couple days.
We even had forest fires up here. We'd stand outside after taking our baths and let our hair dry. My mom would just comb our hair while the fire's going.
There's a couple forts still up in the trees that we put up there when we were kids. So, and then you can see pipes and stuff sticking out of the ground, but you can't really see. There's a couple of those forts up there.
And you start looking and seeing all those trees. And it just feels like coming home, the trees.
I was lost when we moved to the big city. I mean, the hustle and bustle of the big city took me a while to get used to. And the big city to me was Sumner, Washington. That's where we moved to.
This is my first actual drive back up here since my husband died a year ago. And it brought back a lot of memories and made me wish that we were still living back here, because it was a time of peace.
Just, I know, they call it heaven, and that's what it was.